Pope Benedict XVI on Thursday sent a message of solidarity to the 30,000 participants in the 34th annual gathering of the Teze community, which this year is being held in Berlin. The Pope said he united himself to those taking part in prayer and encouraged them to open the path to faith everywhere in the world. The international gathering, which brings young people together from Europe and all over the world, is taking place from December the 28th to the 1st of January. Anne Schneibel spoke with Brother Emil of the Teze community on the theme of trust for this year's gathering.
Well, the Teze community has been organizing a European meeting after Christmas every year now for 33 years. This is the 33rd or 34th even European meeting. And Berlin invited us. There was the Catholic Church of Berlin and the Protestant Church of Berlin, together with the city of Berlin. They said, we would really like to have a European meeting with young people from all over Europe, East and West, in our city. And so we thought, yes, we can do it this year. We had been here under very different circumstances in the 1980s, in 1986. We had had a Teze meeting in East Berlin, but the condition that the communist government had put was that there be no young people from the West. And so this is the first time that we can have a European meeting with young people from all over Europe.
And could you speak about the work that you'll be doing on a daily basis in general throughout this meeting?
The Berlin meeting is called a pilgrimage of trust, and it's something that Brother Roger, the founder of Teze, thought about many years ago, that it's important to try to give access to sources, wellsprings of trust to young people and to everyone really today. And so the European meeting in Berlin is going to be in that direction, trying to open up sources of trust to those who are participating, the 30,000 young people who are here. And so there'll be prayer together three times each day. Those are really the sources of trust. And so in the morning, the young people are in 160 different parishes, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, all together for morning prayer. Then they have small group sharing. This morning, the theme was how to build trust between people. And at midday, they all head to the Berlin Exhibition Center, where we have transformed four huge halls of the Berlin Exhibition Center into places of prayer. And there's prayer with Teze songs, short Bible readings, silence. That takes place at midday and in the evening. And in the afternoon, they have workshops on a number of themes, because Brother Roger always said to when the brothers started to welcome young people, yes, it's to help them pray, but also to help them think about how to be present to some of the challenges that our societies are facing. So a number of workshops are on themes that are connected to challenges of today in our cities and in our continents.
All right, and thank you. And also, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the meeting that's going to be taking place in Chicago.
Yes.
As I understand, you'll be one of the organizers of this.
Yes, that's right.
And so, what are some of your tasks in organizing this particular meeting?
Well, we occasionally have these pilgrimages of trust on other continents. There was in Africa, there was in Asia several times, and an invitation came from Chicago a few months ago. Young people from Chicago have been coming for many years now from several universities, from Loyola University and from DePaul University. And the group from DePaul said we would really like to host a Teze gathering. And we talked about it with the diocese, with the cardinal, with the other church leaders. And so it all came together. And so on Memorial Day weekend, which will be Pentecost weekend, 2012, young people from all over the U.S. and from Canada will come to Chicago from the 25th to the 28th of May. And we'll do a little bit like we've been doing these days in Berlin, prayer, discussion, sharing. We're going to ask families and parishes to welcome the participants for 3 days. So that will be May 2012.